move. Mark Kreidler, what do you got?
This time from a source that I trust, or I should say a reporter I trust, Mike Garofalo from NFL Network says, the Cleveland Browns have traded for Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham. As he says in his tweet, the deal is done. I am not joking. Because wow. There have been some weird rumors flying around about where Odell Beckham might be headed, and for that matter, who might be a late entrant, whether the Giants were even serious about moving him. There are no other details about the deal itself. Schefter has now confirmed. So you can add two major NFL writers, one from the League Zone Network and one from ESPN.
Do we have any
word
yet on what
the
details could be? Okay.
I would quite soon expect to see something, so maybe even before we head for the first break here at the top of the hour. But the Browns, who yesterday, I believe, added more defensive line help, are clearly serious in believing that the year of their elevation is this year, that they're not now any longer on a two-year plan to ramp up to competitiveness. It's got a lot to do with the way last season ended.
They traded away an offensive lineman, but here they're getting a wide receiver and, as you mentioned, defensive help.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
Look out for the Brownies.
They clearly sense the NFC North is vulnerable, right? The Steelers are good, but they're kind of jacked up right now. The Bengals are going through a transition. The Ravens are going through a transition.
Dalton,
and what was that you said? Cincinnati is where careers go to die.
You just named one right there.
He's just been hurt a little bit. His career hasn't died.
Yeah.
I had to object when you said that.
Yeah.
You went a little beyond the evidence there where careers go to
die. It's a closing argument. I could say what I want.
Where careers go to die. Well, that used to be Cleveland, right? Not anymore.
Cleveland was a boneyard. Exactly. And it's still badly owned. But it appears as though John Dorsey, the GM, really, really has a heavy hand there and full control. And I think that's what he wrested away from Jimmy Haslam, maybe at the point at which when the Johnny Manziel deal went really south and they turned to Dorsey to bring him in as a GM, I think at that point he negotiated the power because he's been wielding it. You know, I mean, these all have his name all over them.
For those just joining us, this hour's breaking news, the Cleveland Browns have traded for Odell Beckham, sources say. Mike Garofalo tweeting, the deal is done, I'm not joking, and we're awaiting further details.
Yeah. And here they are from Adam Schefter. The Giants receive a first-round pick in 2019. So in this summer's draft or this spring's draft, they have the number 17 overall pick in addition to the pick they held, which I believe was sixth. They also get the Browns' third round. The Browns have two third-round picks.
Not anymore.
The Giants get the second of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they also get safety Jabril Peppers.
Ooh.
So the Giants certainly don't walk away with nothing. They add a first-round pick to stand now have two of the top 17 picks. An additional third-rounder and a safety. So there you go.
Jabril Peppers is pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Odell Beckham Jr. is pretty good. I mean, the idea, I think, if I'm reading this right, Whitey, the Giants ran out of stuff to give. The Browns ran out of stuff to give. They could convey one draft pick, and then they could convey a third-round pick, and then they were out of really offers in terms of future stock that would make any difference to the Giants, so they had to trade a good active player.
I think that's a tremendous deal for the Giants.
Do you really?
I do.
Well, you have to then believe that there's no chance that the Giants can go forward with OBJ. And that, to me, is in itself a huge warning sign about the Giants. If they really had concluded, even though he plays for us and is under contract, we just can't possibly go forward with him. I mean, their only hope this past season was with their offense.
Jabril Peppers was in 2017. He was the 25th pick. So that's like you're getting a couple of first rounders.
Yeah, basically.
Plus a third rounder.
An established first rounder, a dartboard first rounder, 17th, and a third rounder. So that's what they walk away with for a guy that clearly they had concluded was not going to play for them, or if he did, was going to play in drama. which is probably the last for the Giants thing they need. But there's just no way around it. You're trading away maybe the best receiver actively in the game right now. There's no way around that. It's just, it's still a, it's a good deal considering. But that, to, at least to me, that's considering the obvious, which is you can't make it work with Odell Beckham Jr. That's a problem. That's really a significant problem.
I think when you have a wide receiver and they're stretching the boundaries of your culture and what your team is, it's a good time to get rid of them. And if you can get this much back, I applaud the Giants. I think it's a shrewd move.
This from Peter King.
I guess what I'm saying is, to me, Odell Beckham Jr. is phenomenal as he is. I'm not sure he's worth all the trouble, especially if I got to have this instead of him. Okay.
Fair enough. Peter King from Once Upon a Time, Monday Morning Quarterback, now Football Morning in America. The Giants are an expansion team with a 38-year-old quarterback. So I guess maybe he's not a fan.
They had a 38-year-old quarterback before they made the trade.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Saquon Barkley.
I don't. I mean, the Giants just signed.
And they're going to get Haskins.
When did
right?
the Giants sign Odell to his extension? Last year, with a $20 million signing bonus, and now they're bailing. I just, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. So I wouldn't do it. I want Odell Beckham.
I think for the Giants, what Peter King says actually adds fuel to the argument that it's a good deal because they're getting more back.
Yeah, if you're just saying,
you're
if
getting a first, you're getting Peppers, you're getting a third.
If the Giants GM conclusion is, you know what, we're just going to have to start over. Then
right.
Then they're going to spend the sixth pick on a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to need a second first-round pick because they need so much more than just a quarterback. But if they really truly are starting over, then they got to draft Eli's replacement because this year is in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And they are.
With such, you spat that word, this year's in the toilet.
I hate it when teams choose not to compete.
Well, look where they are. We were talking yesterday about what Mike Lombardi said about Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh believed that getting excellent receivers was like a finishing touch on a team. So the Giants, not a very good team with a great receiver, is a little out of balance.
Yes, absolutely. If you buy that, the problem is that they can't possibly use him. But I bought the argument that their offensive line could be improved, and that if their offensive line improved, as Eli's game log shows, when he got protection, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes really good, not just passable, not just, oh, he's NBA or NFL level. He was actually really good. Their problem was their offensive line was in tatters. So to me, I would have rather seen them invest in beefing up the offensive line and go after some of the players who actually wound up signing elsewhere this week,
mm-hmm.
maybe like Trent Brown, and try to protect their quarterback while they figured out their next move.
Time will tell. You don't like when teams rebuild, do you? You want to see your team win and win now and do everything possible to win now, win the next game.
Well, yeah, sure. I want my team to stay in it. I know.
Is this a Heinoski thing? I know Henry Heinoski used to be a Giant, and he's a member of your wife's family, and you kind of were a big Blue fan then. Is that why this is so difficult for you?
Oh no! Actually, his career was short, and
it was sweet though.
He won a ring, but it was illustrative of how teams really do operate, which is they got to figure out their money every year. They got to figure out how they're going to try and contend. I just don't like it when a team decides it won't try to contend, and that's clearly what the Giants are doing. And it's always you can always make that argument. Blow it up, you know, we're not good enough. Blow it up. But I think with OBJ and a better conditioned offensive line. And a little bit of health, I think their offense would have been good. You know, I mean, you re-signed OBJ a year ago because you drafted Barkley, and your offense is going to be good. You've got Sterling Shepard. If your returning tight end is healthy, you have good receivers and a great running back receiver.
So they get Haskins. They're on their way. If they draft Haskins,
but he's playing behind a line that'll just get him murdered.
He's not playing yet.
Well, all right. Well, he will be because the 38-year-old guy's going to get clubbed.
How old is Tom Brady? He's like 50-something. He's still playing.
He plays behind an offensive line that was the most efficient in football last year.
Well, one of those guys is the same guy that used to block for Brady.
Well, he's older.
See what happens when you sign free agent running.
I don't want the Patriots guy. I'm suspicious of anybody that the Patriots don't pay. Like, well, then we're not touching him.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I think teams like the Lions go dead wrong. The Lions are trying to be the Patriots. by signing players that the Patriots aren't paying anymore. Don't do that.
Matt Patricia, don't fall for it.
Yeah.
So anyway, once again, yeah, breaking news this hour. Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the Giants to the Cleveland Browns for Jabril Peppers, a first-round pick this year and a third-round pick.
Yeah.
This year?
This year, right. Yeah. They already had, I believe, the sixth. So the Giants now have the sixth, the 17th, a second-round pick, and now two third-round picks. So their chance to I guess reload the roster is there. Meanwhile, from Andrew Siciliano, he's just recapping where this leaves the Browns. Quarterback Baker Mayfield, running back Nick Chubb, running back Kareem Hunt, running back Duke Johnson, wide receiver OBJ, wide receiver Jarvis Landry, wide receiver Antonio Callaway, tight end David Njoku. That's a pretty good offensive set.
Well, you just mentioned how important the offensive line is to the Giants.
Their offensive line wasn't too terrible, though, this year. It was pretty good, and Baker Mayfield's a more mobile quarterback.
They just traded away one of their tackles, though, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're too worried now that they've seen the way Mayfield plays. They may not need the biggest, brawniest line ever.
Are you telling me that Browns are going to be in the playoffs?
I think the Browns might be the favorite to win the North. Only the Steelers would really be. I think the Ravens really don't. The Ravens weren't bad last year, but they've suffered more free agent losses than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Browns are right there. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of think
Dalton stinks.
All right, there you go.
It could be a surprise champ in that division.
Yeah.